Positive and negative feedback tends to be a very complicated topic for traders to understand. The first time I ever heard the expression was from Linda Bradford Rashke, from whom many of the concepts in the Hard Right Edge are derived. Her comments on positive and negative feedback refer to the market switching states from trend into range and from range back into trend. This continuous process, which is a subset of the trader's wheel, an underlying mechanism within the trader's wheel, is a continuous process throughout the markets and throughout all time frames. As traders, most of us tend to look much more at trending markets than we tend to look at ranging markets. But that's really an incorrect point of view on our part, because we need to understand the relationship and the tug and pull between range and trend in order to make successful trades. The market trends only about 15% of the time. That means that the other 85% of the time it's caught in range. Now, what's the difference between trend and range? Trend is direction. Trend has direction. A stock is moving from one level to another level, and when it gets there, it'll probably stay there for a period of time. Range is directionless. Range tends to move back and forth and wind up in the same place. Now, range tends to have low or no price rate of change. Trend has a directional price rate of change. Price is ramping from one level to another level. Range tends to occur on less volume than trend. Trends attract the crowd as they move a stock from one level to another. Ranges tend to be much, much quieter following the inception of the range or the beginning formation of a range, or the last part of a trending movement, which is also called the transit zone. Now, volatility tends to decrease very, very sharply in ranges and as ranges develop. In fact, the traders get extremely bored. Holders get extremely bored. I don't think traders probably get bored as easily as investors do. But during the course of range development, traders get very anxious in order to wait and see when the next trending move is going to occur. But as time goes on and the trending move doesn't occur, action in the stock gets very, very dull. And one of the ways that we see this dullness begin to develop is the constriction that takes place in the price bars. Price bar range analysis is a very overlooked and a very exciting and powerful part of technical analysis. The length in which price bars form during their etching, during their printing process, reflects an underlying process within the crowd. It reflects a level of volatility. It reflects an underlying level of conflict that may yield a new exciting trend movement when it finally gets out of this range. Now, we look at trending as having expanding price bars. Many times the candles, one after another, will get wider and wider and wider as they rise or fall. Conversely, in the development of a range, the candles start to get narrower and narrower and tighter and smaller. And as we get to the end of a range, as this negative feedback cycle continues, and the action gets duller and duller and duller, very often you'll see something called an NR7. An NR7 is an old futures expression for the narrowest range day of the last 7 days. And by some agreement between either technical analysts or traders, the NR7, or the seventh day of narrow activity, or the narrowest bar of the last 7 days, very often is a interface between negative feedback and positive feedback. Now, why is this important? Well, if you can enter a trade at the very end of negative feedback, you have extremely low risk and a very high reward probability. You have very low risk because if you're wrong and the stock moves in the other direction, well, it doesn't have to go very far for you to understand that you're wrong. And if you're right, you're catching a move at the very, very beginning of the move, and the next piece after an NR7 tends to be a bar expansion. The next bars will move rapidly away from the NR7 into a trending move, and you're sitting there, sitting just behind the crowd as the crowd jumps in, and you could also be one of the first ones out with a very, very high profit potential. Now, this interface at this very tight point, this very tight point of congestion at the very end of the range and the beginning of trend is the interface between negative feedback and positive feedback. Now, negative feedback, again, is directionless. Positive feedback is direction-filled. Positive feedback is where momentum is. Negative feedback is where the swing is. Now, over and over again, you'll hear us discuss the difference between swing trading and momentum trading. One of the easiest ways to get washed out of the market is to become a swing trader when a momentum strategy applies, or to try to trade momentum when you're in a swing environment. This concept of trend versus range over and over again will be your key to successful trading. No matter what time frame that you trade in, you have to make sure that your trading strategy aligns with the positive-negative feedback loop. Now, at any given point in time, several time frames within your market may be trending and several other ones may be within a range. For example, perhaps you're trading Tell Labs, and Tell Labs is moving sideways over the course of 3 or 4 months. Well, within that 3 or 4 months of sideways motion, Tell Labs could be moving up and down 15 points. Within a smaller time frame, there's trending markets. There's bulls and bears going on within the constricted range that Tell Lab has for the daily investor over that period of time. At a much, much smaller level, perhaps on a daily chart, the market is very, very constricted. Well, on an intraday chart, there may be a lot of activity. Even in intraday charts, the largest part of the day is spent in range constriction. Trending tends to occur in the first and the last hours, and the range and the negative feedback tends to occur in the middle hours of the market day on an intraday basis. It sets up a kind of a conflict for us because the market makers and insiders know that those first and last hours are where you want to trade. So that's where they set up the most traps. Now, a lot of what we teach here in the Trader's Wheel concept and Trader's Workshop, Mastering the Trade and the Hard Right Edge, avoids the first and the last hour unless you have a very, very fast execution system and you're an experienced trader. Yes, if you're an experienced trader, you want to spend your time in these zones working the positive feedback of the first and the last hour. But a very, very good living can be made by many of you by just trading the middle hours and finding the positive feedback loops that go on in that middle time. But if you take a look at the compact computer illustration on your interfaces, you'll notice that phenomenon that goes on right between the negative feedback and positive feedback interface. Indicators tend to move to zero just before a new trend begins. This phenomenon makes it very difficult for mathematics-based traders to enter positions early. So many signal-type indicators are based on something happening rather than nothing happening. Negative feedback springing into positive feedback is an empty state that becomes a state filled with motion. You, as a visual trader, have an advantage over a mathematics trader because visually, price bar development will instinctively tell you where a range is about to change into a trend in many, many cases. At these points, the noise level starts to drop, the signal level starts to rise, and it's a great time for you to get on board. Now, again, this process doesn't occur just in the daily chart. This process occurs, again, in all time frames. Now, if you want to concentrate as a swing trader, you can work the edges of the range and sell strength and buy weakness. If you're a momentum trader, you buy strength, you sell weakness. The two strategies work very, very well hand in hand, but they work horribly when you intersperse them or use the wrong one at the wrong time. Most of you come from a momentum background because new traders start at momentum, but you need to take the time to develop your understanding of both the swing trading concept and the momentum trading concept so that you recognize what market you're in at the time you want to make a trade.